But I'm still alive.
I think she's good.
Hold on. Y'all know I was about to go. I had to maintain my calm. I appreciate Marvin coming on in there and helping the brother out. But as I was saying earlier, it is Monday. Can everybody hear me now? Are we good? We got some sound. We live. We got all that good stuff. It is Monday, September the 19th, 2016. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from the Westside Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And, yeah, we have a good show for you today. So look here, y'all. Man, today, Missional Monday, this is it. You ready? Man, watch this. How to step out in faith to help change the world. How to step out in faith to help change the world. Man, that should be good, should be exciting. I'm excited about it. Let me give you the rundown on how you can contact the show. If you're already on the line, meaning you've already dialed in, and I see y'all coming on in, I love it when the phone lines just come in real quick. I love it when they just come in real quick. Some of y'all already be on the line like before the show start, but it just come in real quick. So y'all just come on in. Or as Marvin like to say, press on in. Y'all already on the line. Simply push 1. You can be a part of the show. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Good. Again, that's at TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Real easy to tweet the show. To email the show right there. If you want to watch the show, that's right, the live stream of the show is available. Simply go to Ustream.tv. That's Ustream.tv. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. If you go there and you find us, if you hit subscribe like everybody else, you'll automatically be able to watch the live simulcast of the show. Also, Facebook Live. I believe it's up and running. Yep, there it is. Facebook Live is up and running. You can go simply back to that same Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, and you can find us there. I see y'all already on the page. I love it. God bless you. Come on in. Press on in, y'all. We're going to be here. Come on. Press on in. When you get in the room, say hi. Speak to somebody. Don't just sit back and not say nothing. Come on. Those of you on Ustream, let me open up the chat room. When you come in the room, say hello so we can say something. Let us know you're here. Give me a thumbs up or send me a heart. Do something. Let somebody know you in the room. Amen. Come on. We're going to treat just like church. You don't go to church and not give any type of amen. Now, I hope you don't. Some of y'all did. Now, if you go to church and you sit in church for 95 minutes or 2 hours and you ain't let one amen out while you was there, I'm going to have to ask you some questions. So when you come on in the room, say something to somebody and get on in here. All right. Come on. Also, real quick. iTunes. If you want to download the podcast, of the iTunes or the podcast of the show, simply go to your iTunes account, go to the podcast section, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. And we would really, really appreciate you going ahead and subscribing to the podcast, because guess what? It is free. Free, y'all. Free 99. That's how much it costs. Free 99. That's where we are. And I think we all good. I think we covered all the bases. Man, look, real quick, I got to give a big, big shout out, y'all. Big shout out. Wedding number 2 is officially in the books. Big shout out to the new Morris family, That's right. My good buddy Alvin Morris and now Miss Gabrielle Morris performed that ceremony on yesterday. And it was good, man. It was a good time. Beautiful, beautiful ceremony. Big shout out to them and the rest of the crew. Man, it was fun. It was good. Food was decent. You know, I judge weddings by the caliber of the food. I judge, You know, the wedding ceremony is all of about 20 minutes, if that. I judge the wedding by the food. And I will say the food was somewhat tasty. I'm going to tell you right now, they had a chicken soup. Y'all know we like talking about food on this show. Speaking of food, we're going to find out what the food of the day is, too. I need to know what the food of the day is. But while we waiting on that, they had this cream of chicken, some type of soup or something. Let me tell you, I don't know if it was because we was hungry, because folk was hungry, because I was praying for the bread ministry when the bread ministry finally did show up on yesterday. Y'all just don't understand what I'm talking about. I was hungry. Come on in the room. I see y'all. Good afternoon, everyone. That's right. Hello, 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 Yolanda. Hello. Yeah, how y'all doing? All right, what's going on? I see y'all in the room. Yeah, Mr. Hamlin, Mr. W.C. Rice, Deacon, my good buddy, W.C. Y'all come on in the room. But I'm sitting here and they had this chicken soup, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, it blessed me. I don't know if it was because I was starving or it was just good. It blessed my spirit on yesterday. it was tasty. I just thought I would share that with y'all. That cream of chicken, and as our field correspondent who I was sitting at the table with on yesterday, I said, what kind of soup is this? Sharissa Rice Gregory decided to let me know. She said, I'm going to just tell you it's a chicken bisque. Now, I've heard of lobster bisque. But she just called it a chicken bisque. I'm going to tell you right now, it blessed me. It was good. It was so good when Christina wasn't looking, I just took hers and poured it in my bowl. And because she was hesitating. She was too busy trying to sing the song that was playing on the speaker. So while she was singing, I just went on and decided I would just, you know, the Bible say, give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together. So I allowed her to give me her soup while she wasn't paying attention and just went on and poured that on in my bowl. Bless the Lord. It was all right with me. I just want to tell you all about it. It was all right with me. But anyway, big shout out to them. Man, it was good. It was a good time. And man, let me tell y'all something right now. You never get to see some funny stuff until the dance floor opens up. When the dance floor opened up at a wedding, you learn a whole lot about some folk when the dance floor opened up. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all, anybody been to a wedding lately? I'm going to tell y'all right now. When the dance floor opened up, you learn a whole lot about some. You know, you learn about folk who, you know, the folk who, you know, us saved folk. You know, you recognize just how long we've been saved when we get on a dance floor. Because sometimes we get on a dance floor that saved just go right out the door. We don't remember how long we've been saved or nothing. You know, we sometimes it's like, oh, okay, you know, you really, somebody need to have a clock or something and say, okay, I don't know how long, they ain't been saved that long. Or it could be that, you know, saved folk don't go out and party like they used to, so when they do get a chance to go out and do something different, you know, they all of a sudden have a flashback to back, like, you know, before they knew the Lord. Let me stop. Y'all know I ain't playing, though. Y'all know I ain't playing. But anyway, look, y'all, we got it was good. It was a good time. So hopefully everybody had, man, did everybody have a good weekend? Man, did the viewership just pop up on in the Ustream? Well, bless the Lord. Come on in the room, y'all, on Ustream. When you come in the room on Ustream, say hello to somebody. Say hello to the people. Don't just come in and not speak. The chat room is open. Come on. Say something to somebody. Come on. Yeah, but so anyway, man, it was good. Man, so much went on over the weekend. So apparently, there was another bombing in New York on over the weekend, man, in New Jersey and in NYC, man. It's crazy. And then we had a stabbing in Minnesota. I mean, what is really going on? And now all of a sudden, you know, the group ISIL is taking credit for this stabbing and everything. And they actually did. I saw this morning that they actually did catch the guy. who set one of the bombs off in New Jersey. They arrested him this morning. They actually caught him, which is good. They actually caught him, which is good. So it's good to see that these people were caught, and hopefully they're prosecuted and we find out exactly who they were working for, were they individuals or whatever, because it's dangerous, man. It is dangerous. So, man, big shout out. Also, yesterday, here at the Kingdom, as we call it, Pastor Ray Williams celebrated his 9th year pastoral anniversary here at the church on yesterday. So definitely want to send a big shout out to him on yesterday. I was able to attend the morning service. Man, Spirit-filled morning service. It was good to be a part of it. Glad. So you know, he celebrated his 9th year anniversary, his 9th and final year anniversary. I've said before he did announce he was resigning as from the pastorate here at Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. So it was good that he applaud his time and his efforts and his services on yesterday. So man, it was good. And man, and he preached yesterday morning too. He preached that thing yesterday, and it was necessary. Hopefully folks were listening. Hopefully folks were listening and got something out of it. So, but again, it was a good time. It was a good time in the Lord on yesterday. So man, look, I was looking at the news. So much stuff is going on. I just peeped at the brief news information that was available over the weekend, and you know we had five we had five I'm not gonna even repeat that one. We had five people, 38 people shot over the weekend, y'all, in Chicago. 38 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. 38. One of them was a pregnant woman who was shot on the south side. She was killed, but they were able to deliver her baby after the fact. 19-year-old, I think her name is Parasha Beard, was said to be 6 months pregnant. She has a 4-year-old daughter. She died of her gunshot. She was shot in the neck. She died, and but they were able to deliver the baby. This is just unbelievable. And again, no one is in custody in connection with the shooting. No one. I mean, really, 6 months pregnant, shot in the neck. I'm at a complete loss. This took place on the south side of Chicago on yesterday. South side of Chicago, around 6 o'clock on yesterday, 8700 block of South Marquette. Wow. Unbelievable. Just so we definitely need to pray. And it says here, I'm reading the comments, the baby's name is Miracle. Miracle. So we definitely want to... Definitely want to keep that family in our prayers. They named the baby Miracle, which is good. So you know what I mean? You know, my. It's gonna be a long, hard road, but we're just gonna keep that family in prayer, along with any other family. We'll make sure we pray for them at the closing of the show. Just wanna let you know, do that. Definitely wanna do that. So much other stuff, man, is going on. I wanna say this again. We do have this huge peace rally going on September 24th, this coming Saturday, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. all over the city of Chicago. If you haven't already, you definitely want to be a part of it. Find a location in the city where you can be a part of it. I'm still trying to figure out where the West Side location is going to be. But if you have an opportunity, find a location or the Austin location, I should say, because there are going to be locations all over the city. But find a location where we can be, where you can play a part in this peace rally on September the 24th. It is absolutely necessary that you, if you are here in the city of Chicago, that you play a part of what's going on around here as far as peace. So it's just, man, it's something we need to do, y'all. It's something we need to do and be a part of it. Be a part of it. If you've never, and let me say this, I know some people feel like they really don't know what to do. They really don't know what to do when it comes to going outside and being with a group of people. I know sometimes it's kind of hard to figure out, you know, where and how to go out. One thing I'll say is this: if you've never went out and participated in any of these, if you can, just show up. Show up on the Saturday if you can for this coming Saturday from 12 to 1. We're gonna get some. I'll try to have as many locations as possible by Friday, so you can have a location you can go to even by Wednesday maybe. But if you can even come out on a Wednesday with us, if you're on the West Side area of Chicago, if you can even come out on a Wednesday with us, you know, it's only for an hour from 6 to 7. Sometimes it goes to 7:30. But if you can come out, man, and just be out among the people and just have a conversation with the people that, you know, normally you wouldn't even get a chance to talk to, it will do your heart good, man, just to be out there and be a part of this thing. Don't isolate yourself to your one church or to your one little corner. Go where the people are. Go where the people are, and find out where we are, and just go out and play a part, man. Even if you do nothing but just standing there with the people, grab a sign and do something or pray for somebody, man. I mean, just man, I'm urging you to don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of someone's outreach program or anything like that. Let me see this. I love your sound effects. Great. Thanks, Mama. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. she said she loved the sound effects. What? You talking about my applause sound effects? Is it neat? You know, we talking about those. Yeah, you know, we have to have them. You know, when we get us a real studio audience up here, then I won't be using those sound effects. You know, but we got. But it's all good. It's all good. But definitely, man, look, you definitely want to get out. Again, in all seriousness, get out and try if you can to play a part. And whatever church you go to, man, if your church is already active in the community, then great. If your church is already active in the community, then great. But if your church is not active out in the community anywhere, then you definitely want to make sure you get out there and participate in something. Definitely want to make sure you get out there and participate in something. We cannot continue to sit idly by. So I'm going to give you the website. It's chicagopeace.net. Chicagopeace.net. I'm going to give you that. It's chicagopeace.net, 9/24/16, September 24th, from 12 to 1 p.m. I'm just going to read what the website says. 3,059 Chicagoans have been shot and 522 have been killed this year. More people have been killed in our city than in New York and Los Angeles combined. Since 2001, more Americans have been killed in Chicago than have died fighting the wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan. This is so hurtful to read, man. It says, on average, 12 people are shot each day, and the murder rate is at a 20-year high. It's overwhelming, and we risk becoming numb to the real suffering experienced by so many in our city. So on September 24th, from 12 to 1 p.m., people all around Chicago will step into neighborhoods to call for peace. From our many communities with one collective voice, this is it. We will call for one, the first thing, unity and solidarity throughout Chicago to combat violence and its causes. Two, attention to the many local, often overlooked initiatives that address violence. And three, resources for the communities most impacted by violence. This is not the only way we should respond to the violence plaguing our city, but it will be a powerful and unique action with the potential to tell a different story about the city we love. So, look, there are locations all over the place already. If you can, they have some places already lined up. The maps are already on. If you go to that website, Chicago Peace, again, it's chicagopeace.net, chicagopeace.net. There's a bunch of different locations already saying that they will be doing some stuff, excuse me, on that day. some stuff on that day. So please, please, ma'am, please, sir, please make sure you make your way to one of those locations on that day. You know, do something different. Do something different. I promise you, you won't be the same if you do it. I promise you, if you do it one time, if you do it one time, you'll realize this is something you can do, and you realize this is something that I probably could have been doing a lot of times. I know we're busy. I know we're busy. I know we spend a lot of times doing a lot of things, and I know we are busy in our churches. But I'll ask you this. Is the busyness that you're doing in your church, is it actually for the kingdom, or are you just doing church work? Are you actually doing kingdom work, or are you just doing church work? Because I know what it's like to do a lot of church work. I know what it's like to just be constantly running and doing a whole lot of church work. But if your church work isn't for the advancement of the kingdom, maybe it's time you relook at your church work. Maybe it's time you take a different look at your church work. Because here's the deal. Everything that we do in the church should be for the glorifying and advancement of the kingdom. Everything. Everything we do should be to the glory of God in the church. So we need to think about what role do you play in the church? And I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you are the pastor of the church or the janitor of the church. Everybody's role should play towards the advancement of the kingdom. People say, well, how can the janitor play? Well, watch this. If the janitor provides and makes sure that you have a clean and functioning church building, then watch this. People from the outside will be encouraged to come. People who are already there will encourage people to come in to this nice, clean, functioning facility. Thereby, people inviting people now gives people the opportunity to know and learn about the same God you already know about. Huh? That's called advancing the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Stay with me now. Stay with me. So that's how everybody plays a role. Everybody plays a role in the advancement of the kingdom. Okay. We good? All right. So look here, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, man, we're going to have a little bit more conversation. We're going to talk about some stuff. Hopefully we got that food of the day down pat. We're going to bring that back, y'all. You know, I got that mind bad disease. As my little brother Sean tells me all the time, he said, Danny, you know you got mind bad disease. I really do. I don't know what mind bad disease is, but I got mind bad disease. So when we get back, we're going to get that food of the day going, and we're going to have some other stuff we talk about before we jump into the article. But again, today, Missional Monday, how to step out in faith to help change the world. How to step out in faith to help change the world. It's going to be good, y'all. It's going to be good. In the meantime, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this here. Man, a little bit of this here. Kirk Franklin, Brighter Day, old school. Hit him, Kirk. Come on.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
Yeah. That was that Kirk Franklin Right a Day. Man, love that pop. Yeah, that song. That, woo! That's one of them head bouncing songs. That's when the old people in the church look at you like you're crazy. That's when the old people in the church be like, what's wrong with them? Why they acting like that? Why they jumping up and down like that? Why he doing that? You know, they look at you like you real crazy. Y'all know how we Y'all already know. Y'all don't act like you don't know. Don't act like you don't know. Anyway, so we got National Food Day, right? So where are we at? Are you coming on the line, or you just sending me messages? What you doing? I just want to know what you doing. I just want to know, because I see what it is, and it ain't nothing that sounds tasty, but I, you know, it actually sounds somewhat disgusting, but I'm this is probably why we didn't do National Food Day, because this is not appetizing at all. Okay, you're not coming. All right. So let me tell y'all, National Food Day. Today is, y'all ready for this? Make sure y'all have some Pepto-Bismol after I read this, okay? National Butterscotch Pudding Day. National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Really? Now, I recall a little butterscotch candy. Is that the Werther's original? Is that the butterscotch? Help me out. Y'all know I don't know. But butterscotch, it is kind of like one of them church candies, right? Ain't butterscotch one of them candies that the mothers carry in their purse with the peppermint? Is that the same? Help me out. Is that butterscotch? That's that brown looking. It looked like caramel, but it ain't caramel. It's hard. Is that the right? Am I saying the right? Am I thinking the right stuff? Y'all help the preacher. Y'all know I don't know. Yeah, come on now. Is that what butterscotch is? Is it that little orange looking, brownish looking, hard? Okay. Is that the candy? Is that what it is? Ain't nobody helping me. Don't nobody want to help me. Okay. I'm just really trying to understand. Is that what it is? Because I am not. It's one of them. You know, I get it. You know, but. You're going to eat some candy, but then, okay, that's what it is. Okay, it is that. All right. So they got a pudding. So you telling me you're going to eat a whole bowl of something like that? Everybody listen to this show, stomach should have just said, oh. ain't nothing. That don't sound appetizing at all. Butterscotch pudding. Really? I mean, I would just like to even see what it, I don't even know if I want to. No, I don't want to see what it looked like. That don't sound appetizing at all. I ain't even know you could. I'm assuming you could make pudding out of anything, but I ain't even know butterscotch pudding actually existed until this very moment. But anyway, that's our food of the day. I'm gonna move on because my stomach just started turning every which way with just the thought of butterscotch pudding. Let me go and put that out there. So yeah, y'all go ahead on and enjoy that. Oh, and I forgot to tell y'all on Friday, right? Friday. I should have told you all this on Friday because it was actually Saturday. Saturday, in case you did not know, was National Batman Day. Did y'all not know that? I did not tell y'all, right? It literally was National Batman Day on Saturday. And I'm not playing. I know y'all think I'm joking around, but I'm not. I am not. It is an actual real day. It is a real day. It is an actual real day. It was September the 17th, Batman Day, and it is a real existing day. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's a fan favorite event. It's in its third year, and it was introduced to honor the 75th anniversary of Batman. So that's what it was. Batman Day. Now, I don't know how you celebrate it. I actually celebrated Batman Day because I wore all of my Batman paraphernalia to the bowling. Well, I bowled in it on Saturday, although it didn't do us much good. Y'all got to pray for the bowling team. Can we send out a prayer? Remind me at the end of the show to pray for the bowling team, y'all. We got some, you know. I don't know what's going on with the, you know. Y'all just pray. Can y'all pray for the bowling team? Y'all make in y'all prayers. Can we put the, where is Lisa, is the church secretary listening? Can we put the bowling team on the sick and shut in list? Is that going too far? I just want to know. Can somebody I'm just asking a question. Can we put our bowling team on the sick and shut in list? Can somebody help me with the bowling team? Is it possible? Can we put our squad? I mean, the whole team. Just put the name. You got to put everybody's name. Just put the name of the bowling team. Alicia, Sister King, I know you be listening sometime at your place of business. Is it possible to put the name of the team is Just Do It? Can it be added to the sick and shut in list here at the kingdom? I just want to know because we need some prayer and some healing or something because the bowling team we've been lacking 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row we've been lacking. Last week we got swept all three games and then on this past Saturday we lost two. So I'm gonna need y'all to pray for the bowling team. Can we do that? I just want to know if we can get the bowling team on the sick and shut in list. So can somebody ask Sister King, Tanya? Can you text Sister King? I believe she might be listening to the show. But can you ask Sister King? Can she put the? I know y'all think I'm crazy. But I just really think we ought to put the bowling team on the sick and shut. I think with a little prayer. With a little prayer, we can come on back in and be all right. But we really need some. We need a little prayer. The bowling team need a little prayer, y'all. We have not been performing well these last 2 weeks. I'm not sure what's going on, but we need to get it together. We need it. Thank you very much. You say she's gonna text her. All right, but that's wonderful. It's just a request. It might not be able to do it. You never know. But I'm just thinking if we put it on the sick and the shut in list. And some of y'all start praying around here, you know, maybe the bowling team might be able to do a little something because we a little lacking, y'all. We're a little lacking. I mean, it's, you know, help the people out. Okay, last thing real quick. I did not watch the Emmy Awards yesterday because I was doing the wedding. I completely forgot, and I forgot to record the Emmys on yesterday. Did any of y'all watch the Emmys yesterday? Did anybody watch the Emmys yesterday? Now, one thing I do know, I did go and pull up the list of the people yesterday, and I was so excited because I saw that for Outstanding Drama Series on yesterday that the Game of Thrones beat out everybody for Outstanding Drama Series yesterday. I thought that was wonderful. That was just wonderful. I was too excited about that. So that was good. That was good stuff. I was trying to see who else did anybody else from Game of Thrones win anything? It was good. It was good. I saw that. I was excited. They finally got some awards. They got a whole bunch of nominations, but I was glad to see it. They finally got some awards. And you want to hear something funny? Now y'all don't tell my mama I said this on the air, but you know she probably listening or not. But my mama just started watching Game of Thrones about 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. She is hooked. She is in there, hook, line, and sinker. But the funniest conversations happen when something happens on Game of Thrones and she tries to call me and get me to explain it to her what just happened. I wish I could record the conversation because y'all would fall out. Because it is an amazing conversation to hear my mama, my 66-year-old mama, try to explain what she just witnessed on Game of Thrones. It is a conversation all in itself, and I promise you, you will laugh real good. Anyway, hey, y'all, so we got this. I just thought I would share that with y'all. Everybody knows I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. So it's good stuff. Anyway, so we got this great article, right? This really, really, really good article, and I'm loving it. It's how to step out in faith excuse me, to help change the world. How to step out in faith to help change the world. Man, this is going to be good. We're going to jump right into it. I'm going to take a real quick break so I can clear my throat. Sound like a frog or something going on in there. I'm going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. DTLO, y'all.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546. Or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Now we're back. Okay, yeah, there we go now. Yeah, that's D. That's D. That's D. I'm good. I'm good. See, I was in D right there. And see, Danielle, I can actually get my note. I don't know what you be talking about. Danielle is such a hater. She's such a she's such a hater on my melodic tones. She's such a hater. Such a anyway, let me move on. So we got this great article. How to step out on faith to help change the world. This is on crosswalk.com. Let me do this real quick. Let me make sure I get y'all the articles on all of the locations. Hey, y'all, all these folk watching on Ustream, say something when y'all come in the room. Bless the Lord. Amen. God is good, I tell you right now. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The chat room is open, y'all. The chat room is open on the Ustream. I don't know why y'all don't talk to me. Say something. But anyway, the article, let me make sure y'all got the article on Ustream. Let me send it to y'all real quick. There it is. Boom. There we go. All right. You got it. And let me give it to y'all over here on the book. Y'all should have already had it over here on Facebook, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow. Real quick. Come on. Get on in there. All right. So let's go. Everybody got the article? We good? Follow along, shall we? All right. It says, how to step out on faith to help change the world. The writer is Whitney Hopler. I'm going to assume it's Hopler or Hopler. But it's crosswalk.com. The writer says this. the pervasive problems of our broken world, from poverty to crime, can seem overwhelming. But God can and does use individual people to help solve the world's problems. She goes on to say, you are part of the miracle that God is looking for to help change the world. If you make yourself available to God. Wow. That's said a mouthful right there. If you make yourself available to God, he will help. He will work through your life in miraculous ways to bring healing and hope to people in need. Man, make yourself available to God. That's if we think about that for a minute, make yourself available to God. Then the writer says, it all starts with taking the step of faith involved in saying yes when God calls you to follow him. Stepping out to do what seems impossible can be scary, like trying to walk on water. But God will help you keep walking because everything is possible for him. Here's how you can step out on faith to help change the world. Can we just talk about that for a second, though, making yourself available? I said this earlier when I was trying to encourage you all to come out and be a part of any type of outreach in your communities. You have to make yourself available. Some of us think just by going to church on Sunday for a couple of hours is you making yourself available for God. Some of us have a misconception, let me say that real quick, that by showing up on Sundays that you're making yourself available for God. Can we talk about this for a minute? That is not making yourself available for God. Showing up on Sundays for a couple of hours is not making yourself available for God. Because what you're saying is, the only time I'm available for you, God, is between 11 and 2. That's pretty much what you're saying. What you're saying is, the only time I'm available for God is on Sunday. And then for the handful of y'all that go to Bible studies on Wednesday, you're saying I'm available. But the question is, are you available for God? Like, is that can you make some real time for God to move in your life? Because I love what the writer was saying, a part of this article. The writer says, if you make yourself available for God, he will then use you to have an effect on other people. Don't miss that. He will use you to have an effect on other people. That's good stuff, man. That's That's good stuff. Let's keep going. Let's keep going because this is going to get good. She says this. Start by simply finding a need you can help meet close to home. Uh-oh. See? Watch this. She says, find a need you can help meet close to home. She says, look around your local community, Austin, and notice problems that especially bother you and motivate you to want to do something to help solve. I did not write this, but I'm loving it. Says, notice problems, those that especially bother you and motivate you to want to do something to help solve them. And then watch this. Pray about those problems. Come on now. Pray about those problems, asking God. Come on now. Pray about those problems, asking God to direct you to the one he most wants you to deal with right now. To the one he most wants you to deal with right now. Then he says this. He says, once you've identified a specific cause, plan a simple way to start working on it. Among the many possibilities, he says, babysitting for a single mom in your neighborhood, mowing the lawn of a locally elderly person, giving rides to the grocery store or medical appointments to someone you know who doesn't have a car, mentoring a student in need, volunteering at a local homeless shelter or hospital, participating in a local food bank drive. All of those things, y'all. All of those things you can do. Nobody's asking you to go. It doesn't take something great. I got a question. What does it say on the Facebook Live? Who's that? Oh, my boy Alex. How do you make yourself available for the God? How do you make yourself available? Easy. Let me help you. Stop making yourself so busy that there is no room for God to operate in your life. Here's what we do. We make ourselves so busy that and watch this. When we make ourselves so busy, the way God works is God does not force himself on you. He never forces himself on you. What he does is God sits back, he makes himself available, which he's always available. But then what God wants us to do is to make room for him. He wants us to make room for him. So what that means is we need to start moving some things and some people out of our lives that hinder our connection to him. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we surround ourselves with people, and it's not intentional, but we allow people in our lives what we really don't recognize is they are taking up space that God could be using you for to turn around, not only to help you, but to help somebody else. Come on. Not only just to help you, but to help somebody else. So we have to make ourselves available. Thank you for the question. Thank you for the question, Alex. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. But we have to recognize that we have to make ourselves. God never forces himself on us. He's not that kind of God. See, God doesn't work that way. What makes God God is the fact that we come to him voluntarily. Mm-hmm. We come to him voluntarily. There is no. I'm going to make you love me. God does not make us love him. God does not make. He does not force us to come to him. But what he does is he makes himself available, and then we are supposed to then go to him and ask him to come into our lives. He doesn't just show up. But see, when we make ourselves super busy, when we do all these other things, when we constantly are bombarding ourselves, our daily lives with work and TV and this and that and the other, and we make no room for God. How much time? Here's a question. How much time do we actually spend in prayer? I can't even say daily. I'm not even going to say throughout the week. I'm just going to say throughout the day. How much time do we actually give God? How much time do we actually set aside? How much time do we actually set aside and give God? That's real. That's a real question. That's a real question, man. That's a real question. So it's something we got to do, right? It's something we need to make room for. But I like what the writer says. Let me go back. The writer says, find things in your local area. And you don't think it's a big deal. We often talk about how dirty our neighborhoods are. Okay? Well, how come we can't mobilize some people in our churches? And say, hey, you know what? We're going to help clean up. We're going to clean up the couple of blocks. And the easiest way to do it is starting with the block your church is on. Start with the block your church is on. Start with the block your house is on. Don't just sweep in front of your house. Sweep your neighbor's house. How many times have we seen this? People go out and they'll sweep in front of their door. And mind you, sometimes the grass in front of your house extends to the grass in front of your neighbor's house. But how many times have you seen folk cut the grass and they stop at the end where their yard is and then they leave the rest of the grass looking a hot mess? You see what I'm saying? You got a little gas. You got enough gas in your lawnmower to go cut a few more lawns? Just go on down the block, bro. Just go on down the block because guess what? It ain't going to do no good for people to be driving down the block and they get to your house. And mind you, the front of your house looks amazing, but the house on both sides of you look a mess. When you go out and you get your lawn mowed or you mow your lawn, you just skip over that because, well, that ain't mine, so I don't really care. But you should, because it affects what people are going to see when they're on their way to your house. It's just like when we shovel snow in the winter. You only shovel in front. And I know snow, don't get me wrong. I know the snow is heavy. I know it's a pain in the butt. I get it. I do. But we cannot just, you're just going to shovel out your front door? And especially if you got a snowblower. Now, if you got a snowblower, man, look, go on down and do a couple of doors to the right and to the left of you. Make it easy on some folk. Make it easy on some folk. And you never know. You do it enough. That neighbor whose house you snowplow, they might say, hey, man, here, man, I appreciate you, man. Here go $10 worth of gas, man. Thank you. Here go $10 to put a little more gas in the tank, man. I appreciate you because I didn't know how I was going to do it. You never know. You never know how that little simple act of kindness goes a long way. It really does. It really does. Let's keep going, y'all. How to step out on faith to help change the world. How to step out on faith to help change the world. Let's keep going. The writer says this. Look for needs that can help you that you can help meet throughout the world. So first she said about doing stuff at home. Now we're talking about doing stuff internationally. She says this: look beyond your local community to the greater world and consider what needs God may be leading you to help meet there. Research an area of injustice that makes you particularly upset, from hunger to sex trafficking, and ask God to guide you to specific ways you can take action to help alleviate that injustice, such as supporting charities that are working for the same cause or contacting legislators to work for law changes that relate to your cause. It's just like when things happen in other states, when we had the shootings in other states by police officers and people mounted up and went to these different locations. It's just like we know what's going on in the Sudan in Africa. We know what's going on in Zimbabwe. We know what's going on in all these different locations. And it's like, well, and the question goes, well, how can I be of effect? How can I help out in these issues? Well, there's a lot of ways. You know, you might not want to go to Africa. I'm one who really has no desire to go to Africa, even though I've been invited several times by my good friend, Reverend Cliff Williams, over at First Baptist Congregational and Global Outreach Network, has invited me several times to go to Africa. And I just, you know, all my excuses are now going out the door, because I used to say, man, you know, I can't be taking off all them days at work talking about going to Africa. But now I really don't have those excuses anymore. But now it's just that, bro, I really don't want to go. I really have no desire to want to go. First of all, I don't want to take the 12 shots you got to take before you go to Africa, because there's a whole lot of immunization you got to take to go over there. So I'm really not trying to do that either. However, if you can send a donation, because this is the thing. They've done this. They buy sewing machines. They buy sewing machines. And you go, well, buy sewing machines? Yes. They buy sewing machines. They send over 3 or 4 sewing machines, and they donate those. Do you know what people could do with sewing machines? You take a sewing machine to a young lady who knows how to sew. Now, all of a sudden, you've given her a job because now she's sewing and making money. Now she's making clothes for her family, but also sewing and making money for other people and sewing for herself. And now you've created a job. So a $150 sewing machine, in essence, it's $150 or $200. But over there, you've now given somebody a job. Or you help dig a well. You know, digging wells is like, man, all of a sudden you've supplied water to a place where there was none, where there was none readily available, I should say. So these things help, man. These things are major in the kingdom of God, man. They're absolutely necessary. You know. So I mean, it's one of those things, man. You know that we could do, that we definitely could do. I love this. Let's keep going. Alex, thank you for the question too, man. Appreciate you. Let's keep going. The writer says this: keep your motives in check. Keep your motives in check. She says this: when you think you sense God leading you to serve in a specific way, check your motives by asking who will it help, who will receive glory, and why you believe you should do it. Then spend some time studying the Bible to see if your desires line up with what God's word says about God's love compelling you to serve others. Afterwards, if you feel at peace, move forward boldly to use your influence and initiate positive change. Now people will say, well, why is that important? Let me help you out. It's important that you keep your motives in check, because you never want to do anything to help other people so that you get the glory. You never want to be the one to be leading a charge for change so that your name is the one that's talked about. You never want to be the one to say, hey, look, I did this. You know, man, I donated these clothes, right? And I did all this and I did all that. No. Because if you're doing it for the glory of God, God going to give you some glory. But you're doing it so that God can get the glory. You're doing it so that he can get the glory. Is this a question that we got? Oh, no, that wasn't a question. Okay, they hung up. But you're doing it so that God can get the glory. You're doing it so that what you do draws people toward him. Everything you do should be drawing people towards him. So when people see you, it's not that they see you. It's not that they're chasing after you. It's that they see the God in you, and that's what they want to go after. That's what they want to go after. So that should be what we're doing. That should be how we're drawing people. So, excuse me, when we talk about keeping your motives in check, it's not so that your name becomes great. It's not so that you can make a name, because a lot of times people do stuff to say, well, let's do this so that we can do this, or let's do this so we can blow our name up. It's not about blowing your name up. Don't get me wrong. If you do something, yeah, you know, if you do something and you're out there, people will know your motives. Trust me, there are people who get behind the camera. There are people who are on Facebook Live every day, all day, so that their names can be blown up. And don't get me wrong, if you have a business, I'm not talking about marketing. I'm not talking about marketing your business. I don't want to hate on nobody marketing their business. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is this. If you are doing something for the kingdom of God, then God will elevate you. But your purpose is to draw people in. It's kind of like when we're out on the corners on Wednesday. And I'll do Facebook Live from the corner. But see, I ain't doing Facebook Live on the corner so y'all can see, ooh-wee, y'all see Dane on the corner. No. I'm going on there to compel you to come out and help. It's not about blowing up the ministry. Because, see, if God called the ministry, God will blow the ministry up. Huh? Amen. It ain't about blowing up your church. God will increase your church. And he will do it in his name. But see, a lot of times we try to build churches on our name. And that's why so many churches are in trouble now, because the churches were built on the name of somebody else. And when that person goes and dies and passes away, now that person is no longer around, but yet you're still trying to build the church on a name. Come on, somebody. That'll preach by itself. You ain't got to like it, but it will preach. We cannot keep trying to build things on the name, on our own names. The church belongs to God. The church belongs to God. At the end of the day, it belongs to Him. So if we build things up, we should be doing it to glorify His name and not our own. We should be doing it to glorify His name and not our own. Amen. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Excuse me. So he says this. The writer says this. She says, trust God to give you whatever you need to do the work He calls you to do. Wow. Trust God to give you whatever you need to do the work He calls you to do. The writer says this. God will provide what you need to accomplish whatever task He wants you to perform. Trust Him to do so one day at a time. Since God's provision comes after you start walking in faith, go ahead and keep taking steps of faith, expecting God to give you everything you need along the way. Oh, that just educated somebody right there. Let me say that again. Since God's provisions come after you start walking. See, can we pause right there? Some of us want God to do some stuff while we just sitting on our behinds. You know, some of us, we say, okay, God, I believe You called me to do this, and I'm going to sit here until You send some provision. No. Let me help somebody listening. God will show up once you start actually walking. See, He ain't just going to show up because you all of a sudden had this great pet project idea and you believe God called you to do it. But then now it's just an idea that's sitting on paper. And because you haven't taken any real steps, in faith to actually start the process. And then we start looking around. Well, I believe God called me to do this, but God didn't, but He hadn't provided nothing yet. No. That's because you ain't stepped out on faith yet. You're going to say, I feel like this is my calling. God gifted me to start. God called me to start a business. And I believe God has given me the vision to do this or to do that. But yet you sitting on your vision. Huh? How did God call you and then you sitting on your vision? Please explain to me how you were called, but you're going to sit on the vision. You know how many visions have died with folks just sitting on them? You know how many times folks have went to sleep with their vision. They done been put in the casket and the vision is laying right there with them. Huh? You know how many visions have went into the ground because folk just said, I was called to do it, but never actually took one step in faith. Because see, when you step out on faith, stepping out on faith says, I know the bank account says one thing. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't hear me. I know the bank account says one thing, but my faith says God called me to do this thing. So I'm going to step out on faith on my own first. I'm going to step out and start walking in this thing, and I'm going to trust that God is going to show up with the provision. Come on, somebody. That'll preach right there. Y'all crazy if you missed it. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. The provision will show up once you start walking in faith. But you got to start walking in that thing. You can't just sit back and say, okay, God, thank You for the vision, and then just sit back and rest on it. Huh? Let's keep going. See, then ooh, my says, since God, and then so and then while like she says you have to trust that He's going to do it, and then expect that He will give you everything you need. Watch this, along the way. along the way. Watch this. Can we go all the way back to the Old Testament? Can I help somebody? Can we go all the way back to the Old Testament? Can we go back to Exodus real quick? Okay, so God sent Moses, right? Stay with me. God sent Moses, and then the people had to believe. Mind you, they had been praying for a long time, right? They had been praying and crying out for years after years of slavery and torture. They had been praying and crying out for God to deliver them out of the hands of Egypt. Moses showed up, right? God sent Moses. Come on now. God sent Moses. They had to then say, I know Pharaoh is powerful. I know he is a powerful person. But I believe the God that we serve is more powerful than this here Pharaoh. So what I'm going to do is, I know Pharaoh can kill us. I know he can kill us. But I'm going to step out on faith and follow this man of God. And I'm going to believe that when we get out here, if by chance Pharaoh shows up, come on somebody, God going to provide. He going to provide for us a way out. Come on, come on, come on, come on. He going to provide for us a way out. Can we go a little further? Can we go back? Can we go to Genesis? Huh? Can we go to Abraham and Isaac? Come on somebody. God said, Abraham, get thee to a place that I'll show you. Abraham had to just walk in faith. God said, you just go, and I'll tell you when you get there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then God said, take your son. Come on now. Now, Abraham had some faith, but he had to walk in it first just before God to provide. Now, y'all can sit back and say what you want, but he had to actually pull the knife and get ready to do what God told him to do. He had to step out on faith. And then in the process, God then provided, then the provision showed up. Ha! That'll preach. That'll preach all by itself. Come on in here. Come on in here. All right. Watch this. Then she says, incorporate service into your life. Incorporate service into your life. Again, we're talking about how to step out on faith and help change the world. She says, incorporate service in your life. She says, be assured that God won't call you to serve others at the expense of other areas of your life. Uh-oh. She says, he will help you develop a habit of serving others in ways that fit well into your other commitments, such as your family or your job. Make your goal simply being faithful in your particular season of life and ask God to show you what that looks like. Come on, somebody. Come on. He says, determine which activities are and aren't priorities for you. Uh-oh. Determine which activities are and aren't priorities for you. Then evaluate and eliminate the current activities that don't contribute to what matters most to you. Mm-hmm. Also, be sure you make time regularly to unwind, recharge by doing activities you personally enjoy. That will help strengthen you and keep you serving others well. Can I talk for a minute? You can't do church 24/7. Can I talk to my church people? You can't do church 24/7. Can I tell you why? You will burn yourself out. You will burn yourself out. You cannot try to do this thing 24/7. God did not call you to try and do church 24/7. He did not call you to do that. I like what he says. The writer says this. She says, determine which things are priority and which ones are not. Find out what things are priority and find out which ones are not. Because a lot of times, watch this, we put priorities on some stuff. We put priorities on some stuff that God never intended for us to do. My. We put some priorities on some things that God never intended for us to do. Can you? We prioritize we prioritize people. Can I talk about this? How many times do you prioritize people that don't have that you? How many people are you prioritizing that you are not a priority to? Uh-oh. How many people do you hold as a priority, but they are not, but you are not a priority to them? I'm going to just ask you to check your circle. Check your circle. Then, how many things are you doing? How many things are you prioritizing over God? How many things are you prioritizing over God? How many things in your life are you putting before God? See, we're talking about incorporating service. So then how many things, if God called you to do something, right? If God called you to do a thing, God called you to do a great thing. If he called you to do a thing, how can you do this thing if you're putting every other thing as a priority before it? How do you expect, come on. If God called you to a thing, but everything else comes before it. Let me put it to you this way. God called me to preach, right? I believe that. I know that. God called me to teach. I believe that. I know that. But watch this. If I put everything else before my study, if I put everything else before my studying of the word, before my communing time with God, before my time I spend in the Bible, before my study time, if I put everything else before that, I would never be able to actually work in the area in which God called me. Huh? If God called you to be a hair, watch this. If the vision God gave you for your life was to be a hairstylist, can we go there for a minute? If he called you to be a hairstylist and God said, you know what, I believe you have this thing, but you never take the time out after you go to you know, you do the basics, you know, you the best kitchen beautician. Do they still have kitchen beauticians? Don't get me started. But you the best kitchen beautician on the planet. But you never take the time to go and elevate your skill set. Come on, somebody. You never take the time to learn about new techniques. I could talk about it right now. My buddy, Alex, he's watching the show right now. He's a barber. I remember when Alex was cutting people's hair before he had a barber's license. Huh? But he had to go to school to learn some technique. You can have natural talent, but then you got to go to school for some technique. I can talk to a room full of people. I ain't got no problem with that. I always have had, as they like to say, the gift of gab. That's not an issue. And I knew enough about God. Come on now. I knew enough about God to be able to talk about it. But I didn't need it to turn around and go and get me some schooling to be able to teach about him. Come on now. I had to go and put some time in because that was a priority to me. My calling became a priority to me. So then you have to start looking around and looking at the things that are and are not a priority. And some stuff we prioritize that was never meant to be a priority. Come on. Let's go. Woo, that was good. That blessed me. Let's keep going. Again, we're talking about how to step out in faith to change the world. Here's the next one. She says this. Consider how you might partner with others to serve together. Uh-oh, this is big. Consider how you might partner with others to serve together. The writer says this. Contact other people in your community. Contact other people in your community, from other churches to government agencies, that are working for the same cause you're working for, and figure out how you can best together. I'm going to just sit back for a minute and let that marinate for a hot second. The writer said it very, very plain. She said, contact other people in your community from other churches or government agencies that are working for the same cause you're working for, and figure out how you can best work together. Now, that's a mouthful right there. That's a mouthful right there. Let me tell y'all right now. You can't do this thing by yourself. You can't be a church. Come on now. You can't be the church that God called you to be if you won't work with other churches in your community. I ain't talking about the ones in your district. I'm talking about the ones in your community. You can't be the church that God called you to be if you only want to work with folks who happen to be under the same umbrella as you. Can I talk for a hot minute? If we're all under the umbrella of Jesus Christ, if you preaching Jesus and we preaching Jesus, guess what? We can work together. I don't care if you got Church of God in Christ in your name. I don't care if you got holiness in your name. I don't care if you got this and that and the other in your name. If you preaching Jesus, we ought to be able to work together in somebody in the community. That's just simple and plain. You cannot tell me, people, that you only gonna focus yourself and your efforts on a small, minuscule amount of people. You gotta work together. Whew, let's keep going. We're almost done. She says, walk with confidence. Walk with confidence. She says, place your confidence in what God can do for you. She says, rather than in what you can do for God. She says, stay focused on God and his unlimited power instead of on yourself and your own limited efforts. Remember that anything is possible with God. Yee, my God. She says, don't let feelings of guilt, shame, brokenness, fear, insecurity, and regret over your sin make you feel unworthy to serve others as God leads you. Can we pause right there? It's a lot of folk who could do a whole lot of work in the kingdom of God, but because of their past life, or because of some indiscretion, or because of some shame or something in their life, they feel like that God can't use them. Y'all don't miss this. They feel like God can't use them. And because they feel like God can't use them, it is affecting them in a way that's stopping them from becoming all that God would have them to be. And you cannot operate like that. You cannot operate like that. It will do you no good at all. None whatsoever. You cannot operate like that. It will not work. Watch this. Then the writer says this. God says, instead, make a habit of confessing and repenting of your sins so you can walk confidently with forgiveness and the grace that God will give you when you do. Mm-hmm. Then the writer says this. Says, remember that God loves you completely and that no one other than God should decide your value. Also, keep in mind that the only qualification you need to serve others is an ability to love God and other people. Wow. Don't let anybody else decide your value. Only God can decide your value. I want to tell somebody right now, I know it's a lot of folk who will let other people decide your worth. You cannot allow other people to tell you how valuable you are. Don't allow other people to diminish your value in the kingdom. So what? You don't wear the first lady clothes to church. So what? You don't wear the preacher's suit to church. So what? You don't have this. So what? You don't have the nicest car. So what? You don't have the nicest vehicle. Don't allow these people to diminish your value. Only God knows your value. But see, a lot of times in church, we've been so brainwashed that we allow other people to fool us into thinking what our value is. Let me tell y'all something right now. It's a whole lot of folks driving around in some Mercedes that can't afford them. I'll pause. It's a whole lot of folks living in some houses they can't afford. Huh? But you thinking because you don't have it that you're not valuable enough to God. Huh? Trust me when I tell you this. God can use anybody. You need some proof. Y'all need some proof God can use anybody. Let me help you right now. If you watching this on Ustream, here's your proof. If you watching this on Facebook Live, here is your proof. If you're listening to this via blogtalkradio.com, here is your proof. If you're listening to this on your phone right now, here is your proof. God can use anybody. Come on now. Come on now. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Please don't. Don't miss this thing. God can use anybody. He really can. He really can. It ain't never gonna be about what you have and all this and all that. It ain't never gonna be about that. You gotta allow him to just use you right where you are. Too many times we got these built-in excuses. Man, when I get my life right. When I get my life right, come on, I ain't going to get no amens, but when I get my life right, then I'm going to come to God. No. See, watch this. Let God use you where you are, because see, when you let God use you where you are and people see God using you where you are, and then all of a sudden God then elevates you to where you are supposed to be, then watch this. God gets the glory out of that thing. Come on. See, a lot of us want to wait. Well, you know, I'm going to go to church, man, when I get some better clothes. Or I'm going to go to church, man, when I kick this drug problem. Or when I kick this alcohol problem. Or when I kick this other addiction I have. When I kick this thing. Or when I kick that. No. Allow God to use you right where you are. Because watch this. Don't wait until you get delivered from the alcoholism. Can I talk for a hot minute? Because, see, the folk you drinking with, God might use you to bring them with you. Come on, somebody. God will have you, watch this, when instead of you waiting until you get tired, why don't you come now, get some God in your life, watch this, turn around while you still in your sickness. Come on. While you still in your sickness, and as God starts to deliver you, reach back. Come on. And grab some of the folk you was with. Uh-huh. And as they see you starting to change. Preach, Dana. As they see you starting to change, reach back and grab them. So now watch this. God is using you in the midst of your mess. God is using you. In the midst of your mess, God is using you. Come on. That'll preach in itself. Ooh, my. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Then the writer says this. Remember that God loves you completely, and that no other than God should decide your value. And keep in mind that the only qualification you need to serve others is an ability to love God and other people. Here we go. Next one. She says, expect to be blessed yourself. Uh-oh. Now we done got to it. Expect to be blessed yourself when you answer God's call to bless others. Expect to be blessed yourself when you answer God's call to bless others. Watch this. God, who is a loving father, not a harsh taskmaster, notices and appreciates your efforts to serve people in need. God will bless you while he is blessing other people through your work serving them. When you serve others, you can learn to stand firm and steady. Stop complaining. Remember God's goodness. Get a better perspective. Come on. Stop feeling entitled. Leave the past behind and believe that God will take care of you. Always be teachable. Always be teachable and respect your leaders. Can I talk about it real quick? If you are a blessing to other people, don't you know God will bless that? Don't you know when you extend your hand to help somebody else, don't you know that you're stirring up some stuff? Don't you know that you're stirring up, you're storing up some gifts up in heaven when you start blessing some folk down here? Come on. And not only are you storing them up there, but when God sees your efforts, he will bless your efforts. Because watch this. If God sees you reaching out to help three or four people in need with what little you have now, don't miss this. If God sees you taking what little you have now to turn around and bless a handful of folks with it, don't you think he'll then say, well, wait a minute. My servant is taking his or her last and trying to help some other people. I'm going to bless him or her with a little bit more because I see where his or her heart is. And because I see that they have a heart for the people, I'm going to increase or enlarge. Come on, Jabez. I'm going to enlarge their territory. I'm going to enlarge their territory so that they can then turn around, oh my God, and then bless more people. Come on. You got to be, y'all know that prayer. Y'all prayed it for years, but I need you to really understand what it was. Jabez said, if thou would bless me, so I can then turn around and be a blessing to somebody else. I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't care if you have a business, or if you have a small business or whatever it is, I know you put a lot of time and efforts in your businesses. But if you have the ability to be able to bless somebody, I don't care if you're a hairstylist. How many free haircuts do you give in a year? How many free hairdos do you give in a year? If you own a car wash business, how many free car washes do you give in a year? Everybody can't afford. Some folk driving the car, they say, you know what, they budget so tight, they probably can't afford a car wash. How many free car washes do you give in a year? If you do cleaning services, how many free cleaning services do you give out throughout the year? If you do, I don't care what it is. If you drive for Uber, huh? Even if you don't drive for Uber, if you got a car, how many free rides do you give throughout the course of the year? Just by being a blessing to somebody. Man, God will, and do it not because you're trying to get blessed, but do it because you're trying to serve God. God will see that. Huh? How about you pick a couple of folks up? I know you got a little raggedy car and it don't go too far, but you drive it anyway. But let God see you picking some folk up in your little raggedy car, huh? I'll go so far to say, well, how much you want to go and say God won't turn around and give you a better car so you can pick up a few more people? I really believe if you are a blessing to other people, God will turn around and bless you for it. I just believe that. Amen. Amen. Let's go. Let's keep it going. The last one. My. The last one. The Bible. The article says this. The last one says this. Fear only God. Fear only God. The writer says this. You don't need to fear anything or anyone except for God himself. Fearing God means having a healthy respect for his awesome power and doing your best to honor and obey God in everything you do and say. When you fear God, he will give you the peace you need to overcome any lesser fear. so you can keep stepping out in faith as the Holy Spirit leads you to change the world for the better. Wow. That's good. That's good. Woo, my. This was good, y'all. This blessed me. I hope it was a blessing to you. I really do. This has been outstanding. This is outstanding. And, you know, and again, these articles are wonderful Bible study materials. They are wonderful Bible study materials. They are an absolute opportunity for you to increase your knowledge, for you to become better stewards over your time, for you to be a better worshiper, to be a better prayer, to be a better Christian, man. They really are. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it, man. And look, that's why we do this show. That's why we do this show. We ain't doing, trust me, we ain't doing this show for the money. Trust me when I tell you we ain't doing the show for the money. We don't do this for the money. When I believe God called me to do this show simply so it was another way so that His word could be spread. The Bible says, "Go ye therefore throughout all the nations," huh? And this is another way of doing just that. It's another way of doing just that. It's a little different. It's a little bit unique. It's a little crazy at times, but I believe it serves its purpose. And I believe we are doing our absolute best when it comes to spreading the word of God, man. It's a wonderful thing, man. So look, it's been great, y'all. Man, look, let me go on. Come on. Let me make sure I didn't miss no emails. What's up? Oh, what's up, Rashad? What's up, man? What's up, Rashad? What's going on, man? I see you. Thank you for watching, bro. Appreciate you. Thank you for watching. I appreciate y'all for watching. Thank you so much. All of my viewers on Ustream, thank y'all so much. Real quick, let's get some prayer out, y'all. Father God, first we come, Lord, we just come saying thank you. God, we thank you for everything that you've continued to do and continue to be in our lives. God, we thank you, God, for just keeping your arms of protection around us, God, through all the trials and tribulations that we go through in this city and throughout this state and throughout this country and throughout this world. God, we thank you right now for every listener, God, who listens right now, God. We ask that you would bless them, God. We ask that you would pick them up where they're weak, God, and strengthen them where they're weak, God, and then prosper them any and every way that you can, God. Give them the desires of your heart if they meet your will, God. Give them the desires of their heart if they meet your will. God, then we ask that you would heal those that are sick. God, we ask that you would touch the families of those that are sick, that are ailing right now, God. God, I got a text message earlier. God, we're praying for the family of one of our members, God, one of our former members, God, Vanessa Simpson. Her mother passed away, God, so we're praying for that family, God. God, we're praying, God, for the newly united family, the Morris family, God. We're praying that you would prosper their marriage, God, that you would give them, God, that you would give them patience and kindness and all of the things that are needed, God. We ask that you would do that for them. Then, God, we ask that you would touch each and every individual, God. Touch the family members of those listening, God. We ask that you would still extend your blessings here to Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. We ask that you would extend your blessings here, God. We just ask that you would continue to do these things, God. We ask that you would bless every new listener, God, all around the world. We just thank you for what you continue to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And before I say amen, God, we ask right now that you would pray, that you would come, God, and you would touch the bowling team right now, God. Just do it. I'm just asking for prayer because they on the sick and shut in list. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all know I had to pray for the bowling team. Thank you, us that Marissa says, I hear you. Give of yourself in order to help others. Luke 6:38. You're right. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. That's in the book. That is in the book, Marissa. You right. It's in there. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Look, y'all, it's been a wonderful show. I appreciate y'all so much. I really do. It's, man, y'all make it worthwhile. I appreciate all the comments, all the emails. Y'all keep this thing going. I just missed one. Butterscotch pudding is tasty if it's made correctly. But what in the world? Now, no. No, mama. Now, you know, it ain't nothing you cook that I don't eat, but I'm going to tell you right now. If you want to keep me from coming over to the Galewood community, just tell me you got some butterscotch pudding, and I will not be at your house. I ain't coming. That's all you got to say. Because if you want to keep me, I don't. That don't sound tasty at all. Look, there is no, in the words of my producer, ain't no yummy goodness in butterscotch pudding. I'm sorry. Ain't nothing in there. I don't want to, I ain't trying to eat it. That ain't. That's and that sounds good and terrible is what it sounds like to me. We got to go, y'all. It's been a great show. It's been a great show. I really enjoyed talking to y'all. Y'all, that bless me. But look at y'all. As I say quite often, if you're living in the city of Chicago, man, look here, y'all. Keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. We out of here. Love y'all. Peace.